Well, you've probably heard at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time today, every radio, television, and cell phone in this country is going to blast an alarm to test the national emergency system. Whoa. Here to walk us through what's going to happen is Professor Joseph Trainer, a faculty member at the University of Delaware's Disaster Research Center. And Professor, I've just been so, consumed by this image of what's going to happen. But first, just tell us, what is this test?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really important test of our national alert and warning system, a system that's called IPAWS. That's the acronym for it. And it's basically the way that emergency services across the country communicate with folks, both at the local level and then also national level, like we're testing today.
Yeah, and I presume we need it to make sure it works.
Absolutely. It's, you know, this is one of the very few full-scale national tests that have occurred. So I think this is the sixth one. And basically, it's to make sure all the equipment works, right? To make sure that the connections between the alerting system and the cell phone carriers and the television and radio stations, make sure they all work.
Well, talk about the cell phone carriers, because we've been doing this with television and radio. We know that this is a test of your, but cell phone might be a little newer, and there's many carriers. And I'm understanding that it may not be as simultaneous as some people are thinking.
Yeah, that's right. So it takes a while for the information to get out through the system. So that's a thing that they're actually going to be looking at, I'm sure. It's got to send that message out, and then the carriers have to process it. Then it's got to get sent to cell phone towers, and the cell phone towers broadcast it, and then the cell phones pick it up. So that's part of what they're testing in this, is to make sure all that technology involved in between works.
And is your sense that this is the best way to do things? You study the design of disaster warning systems.
I do study disaster warning systems, a little bit less on the technology side, a little bit more on the how do people and governments work together to get information to people. But it's an important thing. The folks that are working the technology tell us that, they need to know and they need to understand how it's going to operate so that if we need it in a large-scale event, then it's going to be there and available to us.
Yeah. So where are you going to be at 2:20, Professor?
So actually, interestingly enough, I'll be teaching at that time. And I'll be with a set of students, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure. So we actually teach disaster science and management here. So some of the students in that classroom will actually be acutely interested.
Well, and you'll get to see, because it's students, yeah. And I'm picturing a room or maybe an auditorium. You'll get to see, maybe it'll be staggered, it'll go through your classroom on different phones.
Yep, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. And actually, from my perspective, I'm very interested in the human behavioral sides of warning as well. So it's also important for people, or it's important for them to use this time to remind people to think about how they get warnings about risk. So while this is a big national scale test, it's a good reminder that we have other things that happen around us all the time, like hurricanes and tornadoes and floods. And these same kinds of systems can be used on a smaller scale to warn us about more local things as well. So while this is a big national scale test, it also has important information for us that's more local and more everyday.
Yeah, missing children, or there might be
missing children alerts.
Yeah, but might be a shooter in your neighborhood or something.
You got it.
And in that way, it does. I do feel emotional about it. This sense of everybody stopping in their tracks and going, oh, maybe on a busy street in Manhattan, and pulling out their phone and feeling that vibration. What if it were?
That's right. That's right.
Joseph Trainer, a professor and faculty member at the University of Delaware's Disaster Research Center, on today's test of the National Emergency Warning System. It'll be at 2:20 Eastern time today. Professor, thank you.
No problem. It was great to talk to you.